Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, November 11, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Republicans take the lead in the Senate. Children now losing skills during the COVID shutdown. Mayor de Blasio telling New Yorkers family dinners can spread the virus. Fast food thriving in the age of COVID. CBS pledges 50% diversity on future reality programs. Also ahead, delegitimizing presidents. It's bad. But first, Republicans now lead 49-48 in the U.S. Senate. Democrat Cal Cunningham conceded his race in North Carolina to GOP Senator Tom Tillis. There are three seats still up for grabs, one in Alaska that will go Republican, and two runoff elections in early January in Georgia. A 50-vote split would effectively hand over control to the Democrats in the Senate, but I do not think that will happen. My prediction, 52 Republican, 48 Democrat. A new report from the British government says children around the world quickly losing basic skills during the pandemic lockdown. Some young kids have forgotten how to eat with a knife and fork. Others have regressed back into diapers. Many schools and daycare centers in the USA remain shut down. Very tough on the children. New York Mayor de Blasio warning residents to avoid big family meals this holiday season, saying Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner can quickly turn into super spreader events. The Democrat urging folks to stay home in the weeks ahead as the country struggles to slow the virus. The disease has killed 25,000 people in New York City since March. The pandemic generating big bucks for the country's fast food chains. New data from the National Restaurant Association says sales of McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell up double digits in October. Experts say folks still feel more comfortable purchasing food from drive-through windows than inside a restaurant. All future reality TV shows at CBS will contain a cast featuring at least 50% people of color. Social justice, the reason, says CBS. In a moment, Donald Trump and Joe Biden have something in common. They're not legitimate. Right back with that.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The political war raging on in America. Remember 4 years ago when Donald Trump won the election? Here's what Hillary Clinton eventually said about the vote. Quote, Donald Trump is an illegitimate president. He knows he stole the 2016 election. Jimmy Carter said, quote, Trump lost the election. He was put into office because the Russians interfered on his behalf, unquote. Nancy Pelosi said, quote, Republicans are in denial about the facts. All roads lead to Russia. Senator Chuck Schumer in July 2018 said, quote, Donald Trump sold out our democracy to Vladimir Putin. Ooh. Well, now the proverbial shoe is on the other foot. millions of Trump voters think the Democrats stole the election for Joe Biden. And many of those Trump voters are going to continue thinking that because of the chaotic vote. Now, this creates division and hatred among American citizens. And I see it every day. There are people who simply cannot tolerate opposing points of view. And if you say them, some of those people will try to hurt you. And there's no break on that. There's nobody saying, hey, that's wrong. We don't have Jesus standing on the mount saying, hold it. You're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself, not hate them because they support Trump or Biden. I think this trend, if you want to call it that, is going to continue. Donald Trump most likely will leave office in late January. Joe Biden most likely will be the new president. But as with the Hillary Clinton supporters, the Trump supporters are going to say Biden's illegitimate. All right, that's what the Hillary Clinton supporters said about Trump. Now, I do not expect the kind of undermining of the Biden administration that we saw with the Trump administration. I do not expect the FBI and other members of the deep state to try to sabotage Biden's administration. The odds of that happening are very, very slim. It was a free fire zone against Donald Trump. But Biden is a swamp creature himself. He has very good contacts among all federal agencies, so he's not going to get what Trump got. However, the folks, all 72 million who voted for Donald Trump, don't much like Joe Biden. And I don't see him winning them over, because Mr. Biden is not that kind of guy. In fact, we will rarely see him, I predict. He'll be president, but he's not going to give a lot of press conferences, and he'll stay in the White House just as he stayed in his house in Wilmington during the campaign. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse, big bestseller, and I think you'll like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Election day has come and gone, but the results are still unclear, as you know. All the confusion may lead to a rough transition between the two candidates in the coming weeks. While this might seem unprecedented, the USA has a long history of tough transitions dating back to the 19th century. Here are a few. Perhaps the worst occurred in the winter of 1829. Andrew Jackson had just defeated President John Quincy Adams. The two men hated each other. Adams verbally attacked the new president and his wife, Rachel, calling her a prostitute and him a bigamist. Rachel, who hated politics, broke down under the strain before the inauguration. Next, President James Buchanan handing off to Abraham Lincoln. In 1860, Abe won the election under the banner of a new Republican Party. Between his victory and his inauguration in 1861, 7 Southern states seceded from the Union and formed a new government. Buchanan did nothing to stop that and allowed the Confederacy to grow stronger without federal opposition. The Civil War broke out just weeks later. Finally, Herbert Hoover to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The Hoover-FDR handoff took place during a national economic collapse, the Great Depression, and a global financial meltdown. There was fear and panic in the air. The 4 months between Roosevelt winning and his inauguration were excruciating. That's because the two men disagreed on everything, from how to handle the stock market to the number of men allowed to wait on food lines at a single time. During the transition, President Hoover refused to even be photographed with Roosevelt. He ultimately caved in and spoke with FDR at the inauguration in March 1933. And here's something else you might not know. Presidential transitions aren't just about the two candidates. In total, today's commander-in-chief brings upwards of 4,000 new employees to serve him when he begins his new administration. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.